I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Mataya Holman, Holman. Address is 1668 Oro Dam Boulevard, number 72, Oroville, California, 95965, 530-717-3566. ID is XXX-XX-0146. Her date of birth. April 30, 2005. Pharmacy, leave a blank. Insurance says Blue Cross Blue Shield. It is addressed to 2 Dr. Eric Neal, NEAL, MD, Pediatrics, 2309 Olive Highway, Suite 330, Oroville, California, 95966, 530-532-8623. 530-533-3191, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in consideration of continuity of care and further treatment for breakthrough epilepsy, subparagraph history and findings of abnormal brain MRI showing area of focal probable encephalomalacia. Subparagraph. Recent evaluation with diagnostic EEG and PET imaging for pediatric neurology, epilepsy, clinic evaluation at UC Davis Medical Center. Dr. Trishna, T-R-I-S-H-N-A, K-A-N-T-A-M-N-E-I-M-D, Health Sciences Assistant Clinical Professor, Pediatric Epilepsy and Neurology, Department of Neurology, UC Davis Medical Center. Current medications, Keppra 1,500 milligrams twice a day, zonisamide 300 milligrams, Prentice's 650 milligram capsules, pending evaluation reports, PET imaging, neuropsychological testing, follow-up appointment scheduled in September. Dear Dr. Neal, and this is a carbon copy, Dr. James Lucan, MD, Pediatrics. Dear Dr. Neal and professional colleagues, Mr. Thomas Wayne Holman contacted my office today in follow-up for a referral by Dr. Neal for neurological evaluation in Oroville / Chico, new paragraph. The medical records kindly provided for review, and the clinical history is that she suffered an exacerbation of her underlying breakthrough epilepsy, suffering up to 6 seizures per day. Subparagraph, by his report, she was hospitalized at UC Davis with readjustment of her anticonvulsant regimen and an increase of the second medication, zonisamide, as above, period, new paragraph. Since that hospitalization and discharge more than 2 weeks ago, she has had no further seizures. New paragraph. She is already scheduled for follow-up at UC Davis with the results of her video EEG, PET imaging, in consideration for epilepsy surgery evaluation. New paragraph. I had a prolonged discussion with Mr. Holman today on the phone. New paragraph. At this time, it does not appear that my office would necessarily have anything to add to her concurrent care and evaluation, for which she is always already scheduled for follow-up appointment in September. New paragraph. I've asked him to contact my office again should she suffer any additional breakthrough seizures, of which we would then schedule an appointment. New paragraph. Thank you for your interest and referral of this patient to my practice, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.